This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour on the DJB program. Interesting expression, isn't it? Hi there. What else would you... Hi, hello, hello. Why did the... one wonders why the there... Hi there. Hey there, oh there. See how my mind works? I'm deeply engrossed in how it is that we think about certain words. Lots of words today in the form of a conversation about things that are going on in the world. Per usual, Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer leads off with the story of Molly Tibbetts.
Yeah, this is a sad turn that seemed to, the story kind of popped to life again yesterday, and now we found out that this search that was weeks long, actually almost a month, for Molly Tibbetts, a 20-year-old Iowa student who disappeared when she was out jogging, came to an end on Tuesday when a man guided investigators to a body in a cornfield. Now, authorities haven't made the final confirmation that the body is Molly Tibbetts, but they did arrest Christian Bethina Rivera, who was 24 on a first-degree murder charge. The discovery has kind of ruined the hopes of the family and friends who had scoured the area and counties and collected money for rewards that totaled up to about $400,000. Molly Tibbetts is believed to have been abducted on July 18th, and that happened as she was going off for a jog in the evening. Christian Rivera is an undocumented immigrant. He told authorities in Iowa on Monday that he saw...
Wait a minute. I don't want to call him undocumented immigrant.
Well, he's
illegally. He's an illegal who is a murderer. Yet another case of an illegal person here murdering somebody. There are way
That's
too many
true.
Of these. That needs to become a part of the focus of this story. We can't do anything for her now. So can we do something about all these people, these damn people who are here illegally?
Well, he's not just going to get deported, right? He's going to go to jail here so we know he serves a sentence?
That's the question that always comes up
Victoria.
That must be so frustrating for her family, too.
Oh, for law enforcement or any of the people involved in this.
If he's convicted, it's a mandatory life sentence. So I guess the way it boils down is that he saw her. She was running. He ran up next to her. He tried to pursue her. She threatened to call the police. And at that point, he told authorities that he blacked out, and he woke up at this intersection. And, of course, there was already a body there, so he dumped her in a cornfield. So that's the story. And... the body that they recovered, the reason they can assume that it was hers is not only that he led them there, but also that she was dressed in the clothing that she was seen last in. So that was part of it for them. They don't know about motive. They suspect that this is someone who saw her running before, and that perhaps this is also a case of stalking. But
he's been there for years. What's he been doing?
Yeah, he's been there for 4 to 7 years. I don't know exactly how long he's been.
But what's he been doing while he was there? Is he working?
He had a job somewhere because I don't know. I saw the press conference yesterday with the sheriff or whomever it was, and he said he was working in the area, and he had lived there for, like Jen said, 4 to 7 years. So I don't know if he worked on a farm. I don't know how rural this community is. I know it's a small town, but
rural.
I don't know
say
if it's like
rural.
A farming. Maybe he was working on a farm somewhere. I don't know, but it's terrible.
Well, there's too much of this stuff going on. The kinds of things that you can't really put your... There's no consistency to the way these things are handled or taken care of by the government. So it's on the government. The fact that that guy is here... The government is the murderer. Molly Tibbetts was killed by the government. That's the way I look at it. He was here illegally. If he was on a farm working, whoever was working and paying him, if they didn't know he was of course they know that they're illegal, then it's on that person who runs the farm. So the government needs to be charged with murder. This guy needs to be charged with murder. And the person who hired him needs to be charged with murder. All of them. Everybody needs to be charged with
murder. It's an interesting idea, actually, of going after the person who employed him as an accessory. I don't know if that would hold up in criminal court, but if there's a wrongful death suit, then you're right. That person should totally be liable, or partially.
There's no excuse for this. This is a kid who's dead for no reason.
But you know, Doug, you know the farming industry. We don't know that he works on a farm.
It's just like
if people bring in...
So what? I know it. That's the way it is. But that doesn't mean it's the way it should be. I have no tolerance for that with my friends who are farmers.
We should be hiring illegals because that's the reason that they're coming here, is because they're finding work and they're making money and they're sending it back home. Yeah. But at the same time, I think a lot of people say, well, it's safe to bring in somebody, and they bring in a whole group of people to help them with their farm during the summer, and then something like this happens. I don't know if it's that guy's fault. I think we need to make sure that this guy doesn't get deported. I think we need to make sure that we don't just laugh when we talk about building walls or ending chain migration or trying to crack down at the border, because this is a really serious issue, and everybody that has commented on it already, and I'm talking about the local politicians, not nationally, have said that they feel ashamed that they allowed someone who was not supposed to be there to come in and kill one of the people in their jurisdiction, and that's what it really comes
down
to.
This stuff is taken far too lightly by the populace, by authorities. It's just it's like, oh well, you know, what can we do about it? Sure, you can put them.
Well, then maybe that might be something that comes from this. You know, that's
well, how many other circumstances? How many times has stuff like this happened last year in California?
Not on this level. Well, that's true. You're right. The actual crimes have happened, yes. But the national attention has not been.
Kate Steinle is the perfect example. Kate Steinle was just on a walk with her dad and was shot by an illegal.
Okay, but I don't know who that person is. I'm just saying maybe some of the good thing that can come from this being a national story for a month and having everybody looking for this girl and raising $400,000, maybe this will put a real spotlight on the immigration issue and the illegal issue that happened here, and more so than other people. And I know that they've met a similar fate, which is terrible, but that might be the only silver lining from all of this, that we've been talking about this girl, Molly Tibbetts, for a month, that maybe this will start a real dialogue about the core issue.
I have very, very low hopes that this will result in anything because I'll tell you this, Kate Steinle's story, and you just said it yourself. You're like, I haven't even heard of her.
Never heard of her, no.
Has been the topic of conversation for 2 years. People use her as an example as to why we should be fixing the immigration system. And obviously, you're a really smart person, Victoria, I think, and I know you're really involved with what's going on. And if that hasn't even resonated with you, then
I've never heard that
Tibbetts in 2 months is going to be like, somebody else is going to be like, oh, who's Molly Tibbetts? And that makes me sad because we should be learning lessons from these really tragic stories.
Yep, but we don't. And we talk about it, we waste our time, and it becomes, oh, isn't that terrible? And then tomorrow everybody forgets about it, like Victoria has forgotten about the girl in California.
I never knew about it, honestly, Doug. Okay. I would tell you if I've never heard of that story. Okay. It sounds awful,
well,
but...
We did talk about it. Not that you were here or you weren't, and it doesn't, it underscores, it's not about you, it just underscores how many of these things there are, and how people just lose track of this stuff. And that goes for a lot of other things that we talk about that are distressing, the number of things that come into our world that we can't really control. At least we can't control them. Well, we think we can't control them. Can we control illegal immigration? Not really. I give you a good analogy. Daisy May, my new bulldog, has figured out how to get out of, whether she has a collar on or whether she has one of those girdled, what do they call the things of the...
Harness?
Harness, yeah.
I like a girdle better.
she can pull herself out of both of them, no matter how. And I don't want to put her to tech because I don't want to hurt her. She's figured out how to get through the gate that goes down to the basement. And I don't understand how she's done it, because she's a husky dog and there's not much room between the two gates to get into this area.
Is she so like a Mexican figured, crawling through the fence?
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. You send her back, they figured out how the system works. They can come back again. They figured it out. So no matter what you do, unless you figure out something different to do, I'm going to ask Warren today what his advice is. Warren Eckstein, our pet expert, what does he say? So who are the experts here that really know how to fix this problem, and are they really willing to do it? I don't think we really have the will to fix it. I don't think we have the will to come together on most anything in this country anymore. And it's
but do you
going
think
to...
on the local level, though, and you come from the farming world, Doug, so do you think on a local level politicians are reluctant to be too strict on immigrants because they know that the farming community wouldn't vote for them again, first of all?
I don't even think it's local. I think it's a national disgrace. It's a national problem. And we're not really willing. We talk about it a lot. We make great conversations. Isn't this terrible, awful, what's going to happen, blah, 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 blah. We sound like a bunch of fools because we don't really sink our teeth into it. It's like most other issues. Unless it's economically affecting us directly, personally, things don't change much. And that's one of the reasons I don't think things are going to change much with the election this year because the economy is pretty good. There'll be some pockets of resistance and change and different people showing up. But for the most part, if the economy stays good, people stick with who's there. That's just the way it is because we think about ourselves first. Not that that's bad. It depends on how philosophically you put yourself first because you always put yourself first. You should love yourself and understand yourself better than anybody else. But that doesn't mean that you sacrifice others for you putting yourself in that first position. And that's what's happened. This girl is dead for no reason whatsoever. And she should live out her hell. I hope the hell they do find the employer and sue the living you-know-what out of them. So at least that they have whatever her value would have been monetarily for the rest of her life. The family has it. There's something there. And that's really what those civil suits are all about. All right, 18 after the hour. We've had a stressful night here thinking about this and other things that are like this. And the way to deal with it is hopefully to have a good night's rest. How do you do that if you're stressed out? Well, you surround yourself with really supportive material, literally and figuratively. The material that the pillowcase is made from, the pillow itself, the sheets, the mattresses, all the things that you surround yourself with. And think about what you do. When you're in bed, you're surrounded, hopefully, by somebody who loves you, and then by these things that are made, and hopefully you've chosen, you pick things that will give you the support you need, whether it's a good pillow, whether it's a good mattress, the way the sheets feel. There's nothing. We all know that. There's nothing better than getting into bed with those wonderful sheets and feeling like you are supported, sort of surrounded by good stuff. It's like being back in the womb. And that's how good you feel when you're in a bed that has been created by the folks at MyPillow. MyPillow.com is the website to go. They have the special now on sheets and pillows, pretty much anything you can get. When you go to MyPillow.com, use the code DJB, you can buy pretty much anything that's in the catalog and save a lot of money there. And as children are getting ready to go off to school, off to college, you need to have them get good night's rest as well. So the premium pillows, the go-anywhere pillows that are being offered and everything, I don't think you can buy a mattress. You buy the sheets and pillows and pillowcases. Send them off to college with your students. Let's do that. Let's make a pact to do that. Make a pact to go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJB, and get a better night's rest.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free, they would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now.
So this is Don McLean singing Vincent in somebody's cellar, it sounds like. No, this was not recorded off of the microphone he was singing into, hopefully. Anyway, he is a music legend. Lots of songs that people can remember from the 70s especially. And this is one of them, story about Vincent van Gogh. He took to Twitter to share a video of him with Ed Sheeran singing sort of a casual rendition of Vincent. In this video, McLean and Sheeran are seen sitting together backstage before performing at a UCLA Health and Teen Cancer America benefit. Sheeran is shown strumming a guitar, and the music he's playing is Vincent. McLean takes turns singing the verses before coming together on the chorus. Do we have that in there somewhere? When you get to that, you can crank it up if you want, Kara. McLean captioned the post, quote, "Ed and I rehearsing Vincent for the big show. Ed's a quick study. Turned out great." Earlier in the day, McLean posted photos of the behind-the-scenes of the benefit concert, including showing him signing 20 guitars that were auctioned off. After the show, he posted a group shot that showed him standing next to Sheeran, Van Morrison, Roger Daltrey, with the caption, "Tonight, I had the honor of performing with three of my favorite artists, Roger Daltrey, Ed Sheeran, and Van Morrison. They're the finest artists and the finest people I've met in this business." So isn't that an interesting combination?
It's Daltrey, kind of incredible that they got Van all three Morrison, of them, yeah, that all three together. Of them together for one benefit, because yeah. Roger Daltrey doesn't really do a lot of that kind of stuff. Like, he doesn't pop up very often, and Van Morrison never pops up.
Never does that stuff. Well, he pops up to do shows. He's always...
Right, but for benefit concerts benefit and things stuff. Like that, it's very rare that he's out there, so...
Yeah.
Whoever booked that has got some pull, right. I guess.
Got some connection.
In the showbiz world, yeah.
All right, music news continuing on the DJV show. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I now focused on the first artist to play from Stonehenge. Wow, this is an interesting reality.
It's kind of fun.
In and of itself, Stonehenge
I'd have to keep saying, do you know what time it is? Oh, wait.
Why would you do that?
at Stonehenge? Because it was like used as a time to... They were using it as a clock for a while. No?
I thought I would say, do you know which way is the stage?
Which way is the stage?
I would go right from the movie.
Paul Oakenfold has DJed where no others have DJed before, braving the freezing winds at Mount Everest Base Camp, mixed atop a mighty Great Wall of China, and now he took on one of the most famous wonders of the world, Stonehenge. Only Oakenfold knows what he will play during the never-before-spun set. But we do know he'll spin before an invite-only guest list, no more than 50 people, sometime next month.
So we'll be there, right? Invite-only, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. We'll all be there. Right. Yes. He writes, I am so lucky to be able to share my music from such an iconic site. The energy there will be like nowhere else on Earth. And this would be performed, I don't know, what's the point of this? What is the, there's an album that he's doing called Live at Stonehenge. So why is he given access and the average person, the public, isn't anymore? I guess that would be my question. What's
well,
so special
that's why
about
it's
him?
Only 50 people allowed, so it's because they just limit access to it.
Yeah, but who made the arrangement? Somebody in the government had to have said, okay, this guy can do this.
Well, like we said, he's done the Great Wall of China. He's done Everest Base Camp. Like, that's what his thing has become. So.
Yeah. But why would they give it to him instead of Paul McCartney or somebody else who...
Maybe Paul McCartney's never asked. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think it's really cool that he's doing it.
I think it's
going to be streamed around the world.
I'm going to be Captain Curmudgeon on that one.
Yeah,
it's okay. You sound curmudgeonly. Don't worry.
Yeah, 28 past the hour.
Yes, but. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The Yes But game is a fascinating psychological game that people play with each other when, well, essentially everything the person says before the but is a bunch of BS. Yes, I agree with you, but now I'm going to tell you what I really think. Be mindful of the Yes But game. Be mindful of it when others are playing it with you, and be mindful of it when you are playing it with others, or even yourself. Remember, people see your actions, not your intentions. So making all the excuses in the world can't take away from the fact that what people observe in you, they actually see. Yes, I think it's a good idea to not judge people, but the people I judge are very deserving of my judgment. No way. Be mindful of the yes but game, because if you play it, you're merely stating your hypocrisy for all to hear. For more awareness, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come in today to get select back-to-school supplies for $2 or less, including a 24-pack of Crystal Geyser spring water. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Water limit 2. Other limits apply. See store for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Should have never happened.
President Trump speaking hours after police in Iowa announced that an illegal immigrant has been arrested and charged with the murder of missing 20-year-old college student Molly Tibbetts.
You heard about today with the illegal alien coming in very sadly from Mexico, and you saw what happened to that incredible, beautiful young woman.
The president telling that rally in West Virginia to fix broken immigration laws, more Republicans must be elected. Meanwhile, police in Iowa have charged 24-year-old Christian Rivera, an illegal immigrant, with first-degree murder for Tibbetts' death. A jury yesterday finds former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort guilty on 8 of the 18 bank and tax fraud counts he'd faced. This is USA Radio News.
you knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
All right, 34 half of the hour here on the DJV program. It is Wednesday, the 22nd of August. We are upon the midweek. Jennifer Horn is here. Happily, Victoria Keelan. Kara is at the controls in our studio in Washington. And we'll get to a number of things that today is all about. Victoria needs to start off here with something that'll knock our socks off from the trending department.
Well, I definitely found this story. This is trending right now. It's about Aretha Franklin. I actually found this very surprising. Apparently, she did not have a will, and she did not have an estate. And so now, all of her money from all the years of performing is just sort of in limbo. And her lawyer said that he begged her for years. He was her lawyer for three decades and said he constantly asked her to establish a trust. And she always kind of said, yeah, I'll get around to it. But she never got around to it. And so he said it would have expedited things and kept all of this out of probate and kept things private. Now everything's going to be public, and her four sons have now filed for consideration to have her money distributed between the four of them. Her niece has asked the court to appoint her as a personal representative of the estate. And under Michigan law, if an unmarried person dies without a will, his or her assets are divided equally among any children. Now, this kind of is like Prince all over again. This could end up being tied up in court for years with who knows who could come out of the woodwork saying that they're a relative, saying they're a long-lost son or daughter. This is now kind of, you know, why everybody says you should always have a will, because this is now probably going to be a really complicated deal. She has among, she's got copyright issues, song publishing, record deals. This is going to be beyond her personal estate. She's got lots of other stuff. And her lawyer said he doesn't even have a dollar figure on the value of her assets. And he said the lack of which will mean the finances will become public in Oakland County probate court. And he said, I just hope her estate doesn't end up getting so hotly contested. Anytime that people don't leave a will or a trust, things always end up in a fight. So.
You know, that's a sign of pure ignorance. And one wonders what there is about the upbringing. What I don't know about her educational level. She started singing when she was 14, I think, and pretty much didn't go to school much after that. And so the wonder I have is how really, even though she was this polished performer and lauded by everybody, how really street smart she was, or even intellectually, how challenging was it to try to get through to her? If her lawyer kept telling her over and over again, and this is, by the way, common sense, this is for anybody, it's a great lesson that you bring up, Victoria, because so many people, only about 30% of us have wills. And whether at your age you have a will or not, probably not as important as somebody my age.
I don't, and my mom is all over me for it. And you know, because it just seems like something you don't need to think about, at, you know, at our age. But
and
she's like, no,
to.
You're married now. Like, you have to, because it's not always a given that everything would go to your husband. It's whole thing. And this is kind of reminding me, like, uh-oh, Fancy Nancy's right. I should get a will.
Yeah. It is, well, it's not going to be complex. You can probably get a single, but you could probably do it yourself. There are all those legal outfits that you can buy things from online.
LegalZoom does it for $300 or something like that.
Right. Yeah, you can do that sort of thing. And then you get into a situation like I'm in or Jennifer's father or people who are older that have assets, and then you have to lay it out.
Yeah.
And I've had a will for 30 years. I changed it three or four times over the course of the last 30 or 40 years, but it really is important to get it down, and especially if you are married, to have the husband and the wife agree, because if you don't, that gets contested as well at the end. And I'll tell you my own experience with my father. My mother, I don't even remember when, my mother didn't need a will because there were no assets, but my father, when he died, had considerable assets. And so he was always redoing his will because he was never satisfied. He always had a problem with my sister's kids or some other thing. So he and Frances, his wife, my stepmother, back and forth all the time. So the last year or so, I didn't know it was the last year of his life, but in the last year, he came to me and said, I don't know what to do by my will. I said, I'm taking you to the lawyer. You and Frances are going to sit down. You're going to discuss everything, and it's going to get figured out, and it's going to be finalized, and you're not changing it after that. You will not change it after this, because he was changing it every time, you know, two, three times a year. Yeah, exactly. So it became silly. Yeah. So he got everything all straightened out, everything documented, everything was ready to go. And he had the stroke that ultimately killed him, but he couldn't talk anymore, really couldn't think. And so I remember going to the hospital with my sisters and with Francis and with the three lawyers from the firm and have him. He was read the stuff and it was checked and he sort of put a scribble next to it. He didn't know what he was doing. But it was frustrating, even though all of us agreed on what was the right thing to do. And even after he died, we did what we wanted to do anyway. We didn't really pay much attention to the will. But it was really, it was something that it really made it dramatic. And after that, I made sure mine was done. And I just say that to all of you. You need to have your all your stuff straightened out. It's really not fair. It's very selfish. And I'm surprised. I don't know that much about Aretha's personal life. But I do know that anybody who doesn't have a will who has that kind of an asset or an asset base is just selfish.
That's what's the most surprising,
ignorant,
I think.
Selfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Prince, God, we don't
That's
even
amazing.
Know to this day how much money he had.
Right.
It's crazy. Regular, look, non-celebrities, non-famous people, I get it. Sometimes people don't want to think about deaths. They don't want to plan. For whatever reason, people have different issues, I guess.
But when you have stuff
But when
like
you're
that?
This, yeah, like, this is crazy.
Yeah. Yep. All right, so that's that story. Word to the wise is efficient, hopefully. Let's celebrate National Tooth Fairy Day, because that's what today is. Who doesn't remember when you lost a tooth, waking up the next morning and there's 50 cents or a dollar or something from the tooth fairy or a nickel. Remember that?
Who Love doesn't? It.
Yeah.
Did you do that? You all got that,
cool,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So this is a tradition that started in medieval Europe, believe it or not. The practice, you do the research, was particularly prevalent in Scandinavia, also in England. The idea of a tooth fairy didn't come about until actually the early part of last century. The myth is sort of feel good, right? For a lot of children, they experience pain and fear when they are losing a tooth. So if you get something from the tooth fairy, it makes it all a little bit better.
What's the going rate for a tooth now? Do we know?
It's pretty expensive.
It's like $5 a tooth?
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Mm-hmm. Is it? Miles hasn't lost any teeth yet.
Well, you better start telling the tooth fairy
to save up.
Tell the tooth fairy to start pocketing and maybe starting a nice IRA to be able to fund.
For the tooth fairy, yeah. So the tooth fairy was actually born in 1908 with a reference to a tooth fairy in a Chicago Daily Tribune household hint column. And then in 1927, in Watkin Arnold's play for children, The Tooth Fairy, 1927, The Tooth Fairy, that's cool. 2012, silver screen, The Tooth Fairy debuting with The Rock as the Tooth Fairy. I don't remember that movie at all. Anybody else remember?
I do. He was in a tutu.
Yeah, I didn't see
really?
It, but it looked like it was funny.
That would have been kind of fun. Yeah, okay. All right, so that's the story of the Tooth Fairy. Everybody smile.
Yeah.
You're on Candid Camera. Yes, there's that tooth right there. Do you remember how old you were, Jennifer, when you lost the first tooth?
I was probably, I don't know, 5, 6. What are you when you lose a tooth? Probably 6. My problem was the Tooth Fairy was not a motivator for me to yank my teeth out of my mouth like some of my friends. And so I would try to keep my teeth in place for as long as possible, which meant that I'd kind of brush around the area. I was pretty gross. So sometimes my mom would have to assist the tooth fairy and come into my room and sort of pull the tooth while I was sleeping.
Yeah, get the pliers.
Oh, right.
Now, did you, when you thought about taking it out, did you save any of it? Did your mother save any of your teeth? Do any of you have any of your original baby teeth?
Yes, and in fact, I opened up this little, I had like a little heart-shaped ceramic box that I had a tooth in.
Wow.
And I opened it up when I was, I think, moving into this house, like, 10 years ago, whatever it was, 11 years ago now, and it was dust.
Gosh. I still have one that was wrapped in gauze. I'm trying to remember where it is now. It's in one of the little trinket boxes that I have, but a tooth from when I was a kid wrapped in gauze.
I actually probably shouldn't tell you guys this, but I tell you guys everything. So when I was a kid, again, I would leave my teeth in my mouth until they were just so loose. And it was Thanksgiving, and we ate Thanksgiving dinner. And then I went to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom, and I looked in the mirror, and I went, oh, gosh, and I lost a tooth. So then there was...
I don't know how you left it in your mouth that long. There's nothing worse to me than the feeling of it wiggling around, and you can kind of taste a little blood, and it's gross.
I was a yanker. I was, get it out of there. Ugh.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you remember what you did with the first one? Where did it go? Did you keep it? Mother keep it?
Well, yeah, I went under the pillow. Oh, I knew there was currency involved. Oh, yeah. There
no.
Like...
But do you still have the pillow?
I don't think so.
Do you still have the tooth today?
No, I don't think so. My mom wasn't like that. Like, I had a baby book that barely had my whole name written in it, and that was about
it.
Like, yeah.
Nice. What about you, Kara? Teeth? Baby teeth?
I don't have any. I might have one baby tooth. When I was in, like, sixth grade, right before I got braces, and so obviously I knew about the tooth fairy, but I went to the dentist, and they had to pull out 4 adult teeth. And that was a little traumatic, but my mom decided to keep those ones, and along with the baby tooth that they pulled, so I have those ones. But I don't know, I didn't keep the baby teeth when I was a kid, because I put it under the pillow, and the tooth fairy took it. So maybe my mom has some hanging around somewhere.
I didn't realize this was a thing that you're supposed to do. Like, to me, it's like, I don't know, like nail clippings. You don't keep
well,
them, too.
Well, I know. Jen
had
my first one. Oh, God.
I don't know. I just think
kidding,
it's kind of gross.
I used to write the tooth fairy and say, can I please keep my tooth? Because I was a real nut. Yeah.
There you go. All right, Jennifer, let's try the television schedule for tonight on for size. See what's going on.
All right. Well, not too much on the cable networks, but the networks have some interesting stuff. We'll go through it. Well, one exception, Bravo's got The Real Housewives of Dallas. You can check that out on Bravo at 9 o'clock. But the CW has a new episode of Burden of Truth. That'll be new tonight at 8 o'clock. Fox, a new episode of Master Chef. It's a two-hour spectacular starting at 8 o'clock. America's Got Talent is new on NBC at 8, followed by World of Dance at 9. And Big Brother is new on CBS. The big story tonight is on ABC. And at 9 o'clock, they have the story of The Royals, which is a chronicle of the pivotal moments in the Crown's history, including loves, losses, extravagances, challenges, and charms, and the American obsession behind all things royal. Part 1 is tonight. There's a part 2 that will happen on ABC tomorrow, so you can check that out at 9. I also found out a weird factoid about the royals. Did you know that Princess Kate and Prince William do not have custody of their kids?
Huh?
What? Right. And that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, when they have kids, will not have custody of their children?
Rewards of the Queen?
The Queen is the custodian of the kids. That's right.
Really?
Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. It's a 300-year-old law, but it's still effective, so she's actually the custodian.
Wow.
I know.
That's very interesting.
I think it happened under King George. I think it was King George who was worried that he didn't get along with his son, so he changed the law so that he would be the custodian of his grandkid.
Really? All right.
About Wills.
Let's get to some sports news, Jennifer. You're in the limelight. Tom Brady says people hate him. Why is that?
People are kind of mean to my friend Tom Brady. I don't hate him. I actually think he's pretty darn nice, if you know what I mean. All right, so the story.
No, what do you mean, Jennifer?
You know.
Yeah, but would you take Brady over Gronk?
For what?
Well, you know,
for one night, no. For one night, it would be Gronk. For like marriage, long term, it would
okay, yeah.
Tom Brady. Yeah. All right. Success breeds contempt. Apparently, that's why the Patriots are despised by all the other fan bases around the league. But Tom Brady has a different theory as to why the Patriots are so hated. He said, if you look at a lot of other sports around the world, at some point, maybe you get to represent your country, like watching the World Cup in the summer. He said, I see all these soccer players that play for these different clubs, but then come together for their country. At some point, he said, in America, we never get a chance to do that. So most Americans that live in other parts of the country, they don't like the Patriots. They don't like me, and I can understand that. He said he was a 49ers fan at one point. They want to see their team win, and when they don't, they direct their frustration somewhere else. He said, when you've been successful like our team has been, I think frustration gets directed at us, and that's just part of it. The Patriots crush a lot of teams and fan dreams, but they also have a reputation for bending the rules a bit, which makes it a little easier to resent them and their successes. One sports writer said, a gold medal around Brady's neck would not change any of that.
Yeah. Hi. Miami is the focus of your story, Victoria.
Yes, the University of Miami football team will be raising awareness about the world's plastic problem. The team will wear new environmentally conscious uniforms for their season opening game on September 2nd. The special uniforms come courtesy of Adidas and the Parley for the Oceans, which is actually a combination and a collaboration we've talked about a little bit on the show. They take ocean waste and they turn it into fabric. And you can actually buy these sneakers already on Adidas from Adidas. They said the uniforms are made over 70% regenerated Econol yarn, which is made from fishing nets and other nylon waste found in the ocean.
Wow. All right. That's good news. Good for them. 10 before the hour. Good for us. This is the DJV show.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Let's roll up into our Tech Talk segment here. This is the DJV program. Victoria Keelan joins me. I'm Doug Steffen. I actually join her. I listen to her as she brings us information that affects us, technologically speaking. Here's one for the books. This shows you what a bunch of no-good bastards these monopolies are, starting at the top with Verizon. What a bunch of no good.
It's not often a tech story infuriates me, but this one did it. As wildfires raged in California this summer, one fire department's response was impeded by an unexpected problem, data throttling. Now, what that means is this is exactly what we've been talking about when we are against the repeal of net neutrality. This is what happens. They can throttle the data, which means they can slow it down. And at this point, in this case, they slowed it down to the point where the Santa Clara County fire marshals were not able to communicate with each other in order to battle these at this point they've set records for these blazes. And so the fire marshal he's now filed a lawsuit against Verizon. He said that the fire department had purchased an unlimited data plan from Verizon for a support unit's connection so that as the trucks were far away from each other, they could communicate and send messages and follow on apps and things like that to know where the fires were, to know where the firefighters were, things like that. So they started out, apparently, as the data, they got up to their 25 gigabytes of use, which was sort of towards the top of their plan, even though they paid for, quote-unquote, unlimited. That's when the speed slowed down to the point where, here's an analogy, if you're driving to a fire and you've got 100 miles per hour, that's your speed that you've paid for, they were going 1 mile per hour. That's essentially how slow it was. So Chief Bowden writes that the resulting throttling from Verizon had a significant impact in the ability to provide emergency services. They were constantly on the phone with Verizon and asked to stop actively impeding the responders' ability to fight the fires. Ultimately, the fire department had to sign up for a new, more expensive plan before Verizon restored the speeds that they originally paid for. Isn't that wonderful? There's a chain of frantic emails back and forth between Verizon representatives and the fire department. This is all while the fires are blazing around them.
Yeah.
Now, the fire official said that he expressed confusion. He said, quote, why our public safety data usage is getting throttled down when they're under the impression that that would never happen. The fire official wrote to Verizon, quote, please work with us. All we need is a plan that does not offer throttling or caps of any kind in emergency situations. So, there you have it.
Yay, run by Verizon. A bunch of rookies.
Yeah. Yep. That's the kind of stuff you're going to hear more of. If states are not going to continue to repeal or to fight the repeal of net neutrality, these are stories you're going to hear more of.
Yep. Burn everything down. All right. Sony reaching a new milestone with the sale of their 500 millionth PlayStation. Wow. This whole thing started in 1994. Let's circle back, shall we?
The Geek Out. Sony has now sold 500 million PlayStations, dating back to 1994, and to celebrate such a milestone, the company is releasing, because who doesn't want to give Sony $500 to help them mark the occasion, a new, limited edition variant of the current PlayStation 4 Pro. Housed in a translucent navy blue casing, which is also what the controller, stand, headset are also made of, the sharp-looking console also sports a 2-terabyte hard drive and a copper plate that will have an etched serial number defining which of the 50,000 limited units that one is. The 500 million limited edition PlayStation 4 Pro is $500 and hits the market August 24th.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
All right, let's get back to the action here. The Food and Drug Administration is approving an app for birth control. This ought to be interesting.
Yes, huh? It is exactly.
I looked
what
at
you
that
think.
When I had. I'm reading it twice.
You're like, huh?
I'm looking at it, huh?
It's true. It's called Natural Cycles. It is the first app to be approved by the FDA as a contraception app. Now, this has got a lot of women talking. What it does is you take your temperature every day, you register it into the app, and then it uses your basal temperature is what they call it. That's your resting temperature. And then it tracks your fertility that way. So ovulation, when your temperature goes up, you're ovulating, and then it'll tell you days that you're fertile, and if you don't want to get pregnant, those are days you're supposed to use another form of protection or abstain from sex completely. It's $79 a year. It's also $10 a month to use the thermometer. No prescription necessary. However, lots and lots of room for error. So this does not get my endorsement.
No.
But it's there if you want it.
There it is.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.